Microbrews and the famous Anheuser-Busch, fascinating. Facts about rivals in the beers industry. Beer brewing holds forever the heart and soul of the Anheuser-Busch Business Company. A manufacturer giant since 1957, currently Anheuser-Busch holds over one half of the local beer market share. The commercialized share has risen to a great deal that Anheuser-Busch has today a larger portion of the consumer market compared to its following four rivals, with the global revenues being consistent. Anheuser-Busch continues to be the major exporter of their beer from the USA, with gross revenue to a higher degree in 60 territories. Microbreweries, or microbrews otherwise known, experience gaining ground on consumers' attention successfully the past respective years for some time now. Microbrews are better categorized as breweries producing to a lesser extent than 1,500 casks in a fixed 12-month. The strong suit of microbrews is based on their doctrine that beer ought to be from the most superior fiber essence. Consequently, microbrews are alone brewed with malt, barleycorn, hops, water supply, and yeast. These compose the sole four elements found in the most undiluted German beers. Corn and rice are common additives to help bring down prices of mass-produced beer bottle. The only discouraging factor to microbrews is on their price. The less affordable elements detected in microbrews prices on the average 60% more eminent than the good deal beers. Beer is not comparable to wine, which inclines to beget fuller with maturation. Beer is rather more like food which must be ingested as shortly as feasible after yield. Knowing this, saloons or microbrews that make beer on that assumptions are the freshest current. Trends, with four brand new pubs on the average popping from each one and weekly. Annually, revenues of microbrews arises to a median of 40% per annum. This calculation is really arresting once you count into the depiction the consumers is reducing in general. Still on this surprising achievement, the microbrew revenues make up approximately 2% of the total beer consumer market due to their quest to keep on dominating the whole beer trade. Anheuser-Busch makes effort to solicit market share using the same technique and enter the craze of microbrews. They lately bought a post in the Seattle-founded microbrewery named Red Hook Ale. The fresh merchandise they brought out into the beer-loving market include Elk Mountain Red, Elk Mountain Amber Ale, and Red Wolf. Microbrews are typically created regionally, hence Anheuser-Busch is formulating regional producers and distributors. Through arranging this, they essentially resolve upon the best conceivable direction to manage their short immediate payment needs for buying stocks in these small plants. On their modern conversion into the domain of microbrews, one can forecast Anheuser-Busch to earn quite a shock. They will be providing a lot of microbrews in the time to come, which is not bad news for beer lovers. Anheuser-Busch is, to a greater extent, deserving of your time and net worth, so when you do fancy the intense savor of microbrews, it's the name you can trust. Home microbrewery, what is it? A home microbrewery is a small operation in which an individual processes their own beer from scratch. The process can be done with minimal supplies bought separately or with a kit that is purchased containing all the necessary supplies. With a little work and a lot of patience, anyone can have their own specially brewed beer flavor. The term microbrewery originated as a description for a small commercial brewery. Typically, it refers to a brewery that produces fewer than 15,000 barrels of beer each year. The trend of microbrewing became popular in the United Kingdom in the 1970s, referring to mainly those that placed an emphasis on the production of cask ale. However, the idea eventually became more of a description of those who opted for the flexibility of brewing their own recipes rather than conforming to the large corporate conglomerates that tend to dominate the marketplace. A home microbrewery takes it one step further. It allows an individual to play to his or her own taste, experimenting with new and different recipes, and even altering their own. Typically, a home microbrewery only produces batches of 5 gallons at a time, though some people certainly double and even triple the recipe designations, if they are perhaps planning to sell their creations. However, the 5-gallon batch is actually quite large, and you could always continue brewing throughout the weeks that it takes the other batches to ferment and ready themselves for drinking. Typically, a home microbrewery product will take a full month to mature, from the time you cook it, to the time you bottle it, and then to the time at which it will actually be ready to drink. Just be sure that the storage for your brew is not too hot, as this will cause the recipe to either go flat, lose or never pick up carbonation, or any other number of catastrophes that could completely ruin your beer. If you become an expert in the use of your home microbrewery, you could also think about the possibility of selling your beer, as many people are perfectly happy to drink anything you can pour in a beer mug, and even more so at the thought of something new and different in their hands. Home microbrewery, is it worth the time? The term microbrewery has been used in the past to define small commercial beer breweries. However, now the trend of microbrewing has extended beyond a commercial practice and become a favorite pastime within the home for many. While some do it for the sheer pleasure of being able to create and brew their own beer recipes, others do it to enhance their beer drinking experience. The home microbrewery is a process that involves detailed instructions and must be followed accurately, since veering from the path laid out in the recipe directions can cause catastrophes, like having an entire batch of brew turn out flat. Having a home microbrewery allows experimentation. Although there are several types of beer on the market, and several different flavors within each type, in your own home, you are able to create your own recipe to your exact liking. Perhaps you've found a beer or two that you can buy which almost seem perfect. However, this one's just a little too bitter, and that one's just a little too dark. You can look up different recipes for the particular type of beer and experiment with adding more or less hops, brewing a bit longer, letting the yeast ferment a bit longer, or any number of factors that could enhance the flavor for you just a bit. Also, in the United States, the selection of beer tends to be limited as opposed to some other countries across the globe. Even most of the darkest beers here are still fairly light. This is because, during Prohibition, many breweries went bankrupt and had to shut down business. Only a few remained, and these became the standard light beers we see on the market today, such as Budweiser. Although this type of beer is quite popular, many people want to experience the different varieties of dark beer that you might find in Germany. Overall, the ability to create your own favorite recipe, bottle it, and drink it at your leisure is enough of an excuse to build a brewery in your garage. You can also share with friends, or, depending upon how ambitious you are, you can bottle it and sell it. You wouldn't be the first to brew some moonshine and distribute your wares. Home microbrewery, trying different flavors. With so many types and flavors of beer on the market, you may not be sure where to start with your home microbrewery. Sure, you have your favorite flavors, but maybe you want to experiment, brewing something similar but with a few changes to the recipe. Or maybe you want to brew something else entirely. The best thing to do is start by exploring the many different possibilities available to brew. First of all, there are ales, and then there are lagers. These two types of beer differ in brewing process mainly based on the temperature at which fermentation occurs, the amount of time involved, and the yeast used. The yeast used to brew lager produces less fruity esters but more sulfur compounds. This can cause a smell reminiscent of rotten eggs but doesn't mean the batch is bad. Lager also ferments at a slightly lower temperature, preferentially 45 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit as opposed to 65 degrees Fahrenheit for ales. This helps to resist the production of unwanted byproducts during the first stages of fermentation. It also assists in removing any other compounds from the brew that can lead to unwanted smells or off flavors. In addition to deciding whether you want ale or lager, you must determine the type of malt to use. Lager malt and pale ale malt are common, mainly using malted barley, but there are also several other options for the malt you use. For example, wheat malt has been used as long as barley malt but, because it doesn't have an out husk, it has fewer types of tannin. It also has higher protein content. Rye malt, while not common, may also be used and is becoming more popular all the time. It will add spiciness to the brew and should only be 5 to 10% of the grain used in a recipe. It is even stickier than wheat malt. Other malts include biscuit malt, victory malt, dextrin malt, caramel malt, chocolate malt, and roast barley, just to name a few. Other grains that can be used in home microbreweries include oatmeal, good for porters and stouts, flaked corn, for bitter beers, and flaked rice, for traditional light American or Japanese lagers. With so many choices, it may be difficult to choose where to start with your home microbrewery. However, the good thing is that the variety and selection mean that you are sure to be able to create a recipe to your liking. Home microbrewery, the brewing process. Even if you've bought a kit to begin your home microbrewery process, the instructions can be confusing and sometimes even conflicting. Rather than wade through all that red tape, take some advice and use the simplest method possible. First, you need to have either 5 gallons of boiled, sanitized, water or distilled water in a large bucket. You'll take 2 gallons out of there and boil it. While this comes to a boil, have the brown ale extract. A nut brown ale kit is one of the easiest to use, from your kit in a 3.3-pound can of light, unhopped malt extract sitting in lukewarm water in the sink. This will help soften the contents for ease of pouring. When the water comes to a boil, take it off the heat and empty the extract cans into it. Stir until the extract dissolves. Return the pot to the heat and bring back to a boil, letting it boil for about half an hour. Then, you'll cool it. Now, you'll sprinkle your yeast into a half cup of warm, not hot, water to rehydrate it for better fermentation. Your cooled wort and the yeast can then be poured back into the water in the bucket. Stretch a cloth over the top and secure it with some sort of stretch band. This bucket should now be placed in a cool, dark place for the next 2 weeks. Keep an eye on it, in case it begins to grow up against the cloth. Anytime this happens, the cloth should be replaced. At the end of 2 weeks, you'll bottle the beer. First, take 2.5 ounces of dry corn sugar and mix with about 1 pint of water, then add to your wort. You can also use about 48 long neck bottles with caps and a wing capper. You need a sanitized 4 to 5 foot length of clear vinyl hose to do this. Place a bucket so that its bottom is elevated slightly above the bottles and siphon the liquid into the bottles, filling to within about 1 inch of the top. Use a clothespin to secure the end of the hose when not pouring. When all the bottles are full, or you are out of beer, place them in a dark spot where they can condition for another 2 weeks. At the end of this time, place them in a refrigerator to chill. The only remaining step is to enjoy, and perhaps repeat. Home microbrewery, how to choose your supplies. Just like any other venture you may undertake, starting a home microbrewery involves some thought and planning. The various options for types of beer, as well as the different equipment available, can be overwhelming. However, making your decision doesn't have to be difficult. A home microbrewery can be very simplistic, utilizing standard household items. Especially if it is your first attempt, and you are unsure as to whether or not this is going to become a regular pastime for you, it may be important to not spend large amounts of money on fancy equipment. After all, some of the best beer ever made came from home microbreweries during Prohibition, and moonshine definitely wasn't brewed with fancy modern equipment. To make things easy on yourself, at least for your first attempt, you may want to use a kit, rather than attempting to gather all the cooking materials separately on your own. The kit will have your yeast, extracts, malts, and other brewing necessities. That will leave you with only the actual devices needed. To be basic, you can start with a pot that can boil 3 or more gallons of water and a big spoon with a handle that is taller than the pot. You'll also need a 5-gallon bucket, like the ones they sell at Home Depot for mixing cement or other compounds. You should have about 2.5 dry ounces of corn sugar, a clean cloth that is large enough to cover and drape over the edges of the bucket, and an elastic band of some kind large enough to fit around the bucket. The last of your supplies will include 4 or 5 feet of clear vinyl hose, a clothespin, and about 48 bottles. These can be of the flip-top variety, or, if you want to get fancy, you can use long necks and caps, with a wing capper. If you desire, you can get a little technologically advanced. Some now suggest that, instead of the bucket and cloth, you invest in an airlock. While being more likely to withstand any exposure to moisture or conditions that could lead to molding, a bucket and cloth carefully watched and stored in a cool, dry place will do just as well and won't cost a fortune. Overall, you should simply avoid spending too much money on a hobby until you are sure you wish to continue with it. Home microbrewery, should I use a kit? When choosing to begin a home microbrewery, it is a personal decision as to whether or not to use a starter kit. While this does make things simpler, it also takes away a lot of the possibility for creativity. Let me start by suggesting that all first-timers begin with some form of kit. This eliminates the worry that you will forget an ingredient, since most startup kits contain all the elements required to create beer. While you'll still have to gather all the utensils required to brew, ferment, and store your beer, at least you'll be sure to have all the components that cook up within the brew itself. Also, as a first-timer, kits contain step-by-step instructions. This means that you can follow along with the guide and not have to worry about anything special for any particular type of beer. The home microbrewery kits tell you what to do and when to do it. You are guaranteed to come out with a good beer, whether it's your favorite kind or not. However, if you've done this before, or if you are just the kind of person who likes to start from scratch or just experiment a little, a kit may not be for you. In your case, you'll want to read recipes and instructions carefully so that you can make a list of everything you'll need prior to going out and purchasing your ingredients. If you like to experiment, you may also want to do a little research to make sure that the changes you are thinking of making are not going to ruin the beer. After all, 5 gallons of brew is a lot to waste. Keep in mind, too, that if you are experienced in home brewing, You could still work with a kit and make minor adjustments to the recipe in order to create your own unique flavor. Adding more or less hops, more or less malt or yeast, or even replacing a kit ingredient with something else you saw in another recipe can make a very different beer product from the one the kit describes. Whatever you choose, know that this fun venture can be quite a complex hobby. However, if you put the care and effort into it that is required, you are sure to come out with an enjoyable product that makes the fruits of your labors completely worth the effort. Home microbrewery, a great gift for your guy. Let's face it, men are hard to shop for. They don't like much in the way of clothes or jewelry, and you can't buy them a sports car for their birthday. So, what can you do? Well, one thing most men like is beer. Of course, you could just buy them a bunch of beer, and they might be satisfied. But a better gift would be a home microbrewery kit. Why give them something that takes time and effort, you ask? Well, first of all, you're showing them what a hassle it can be to slave over the stove and cook dinner every night. But seriously, men can buy their own beer any day of the week. What they don't think of doing for themselves is working to create that perfectly satisfying flavor that they've always tried to find on the shelf but never quite reached. With a home microbrewery kit, they are one step closer to capturing that perfection they seek. With the kit, they can experience every step of the beer-making process and be proud of their own efforts. When they've been patient and allowed the beer to ferment, then condition, they can chill the beer they made with their own two hands and enjoy the fruits of their labor. Everything tastes sweeter when you've done it yourself. And once they've had a taste of this little hobby, pun intended, they'll probably want to continue it. After all, once they get the hang of it, they'll want to experiment and try new types and flavors of beer, testing and tasting to see what they like best. Each attempt will be a trial to improve upon their last batch until they reach their ultimate goal. Besides, if there is one thing men want, it's to have something unique to share with the world. What better than a unique beer recipe, one that no one else has and no one else has ever tasted? You man will feel a sense of accomplishment, and he'll love this gift. A home microbrewery kit is a great way to impress your man and make him curious as to just what he can do for himself rather than what you can do for him. It will bring out the explorer in him. Home microbrewery, cooking with your brew. Cooking can be an enjoyable pastime. So can drinking beer. In fact, using a home microbrewery to make your own beer means the drinking is even better. So, why not combine the two and cook with your own homemade beer, making many of your favorite recipes that much better? You may wonder why anyone would want to cook with beer at all. Well, it's a lot like cooking with wine. First of all, it keeps meats tender and juicy, helping to hold in natural flavors that are often cooked out over open flames, making the meat drier. Second, it provides additional flavor to whatever you happen to be cooking, whether vegetables, meats, or otherwise. Why brew the cooking beer at home? Well, first of all, you'll always have a ready supply. Also, this can assure that the flavor you are cooking into your food is one that you will enjoy. For instance, if you are frying beer-battered chicken, what could be worse than not liking the flavor of the batter? So, what are some of the dishes you can cook up with beer? Technically, almost any dish can benefit from the addition of a little brew. Beer bread is a simple recipe that is based on the use of your ale. Marinate mushrooms or steam mussels using your beer. Add a little splash to your crab dip to give it a bit of zing. When making batters, don't stop with chicken, use the batter for shrimp, catfish, or even pork chops. Imagine your ham with that extra moisture cooked right in, or some braised beef marinated in beer. Even stews and soups are better with a bit of beer. Don't forget to add some brew to your barbecue sauce to make it spread better over your meat, and baste everything. Create a mustard sauce for dipping or basting, finishing off your grilling session. You can even use your homemade brew to cook up some breakfast. A bit of beer puts your pancake batter over the top and can add a bit of flavor to your hash browns as well. You can even work beer into dessert. Having a home microbrewery gives you access to a great cooking aid any time of day, any day of the week, so don't underestimate the power of beer. Home microbrewery, running your own. Anyone can make a trip to their local supermarket and buy a six-pack of beer, unless you live in a dry town, in which case you can run to the nearest beer and wine store. However, not everyone can make their own homebrew. The question is, do you have the desire to create your own unique beer recipe, or would you rather drink the same old thing straight off the shelf? First of all, regardless of the hundreds of different brands and styles of beer you can find at the store, many of them are brewed with the same or similar recipes. This traces back to the days of Prohibition, when many of the breweries went out of business. The only companies that were left were the huge corporations, all of which produced mostly what is now the standard American pale ale. To find variety, you usually have to make a trip to some sort of specialty store, whether this is actually a liquor store or a beer and wine shop that sells many imports. By starting a home microbrewery, you can determine exactly what type of beer you prefer and have a supply of it at all times. You won't have to make frequent trips, which is especially helpful to those who live in dry towns or counties, and you can be sure that the beer flavor is to your taste. You can experiment and try new things, testing the water with different recipes, mixing and matching and making your own adjustments to the given recipes. A home microbrewery gives you the opportunity to share a unique recipe with friends during a barbecue, provides an excellent cooking utensil, beer can make everything taste better, as well as tenderize meat and poultry products, and simply give you a feeling of satisfaction at having made something you can call your own. Plus, once you own the equipment to make your own beer, the supplies for a 5-gallon batch are much less costly than purchasing cases of pre-brewed and bottled beer. Of course, you may not care to brew your own beer, in which case there are plenty of options on the supermarket shelves to choose from. However, if you are looking for a little something different, try a home microbrewery kit and see what you can concoct. Home microbrewery, finding a quality kit. If you are interested in starting a home microbrewery and concocting your own beer recipe, I would recommend not starting from scratch. Although an experienced brewer would prefer to have the freedom of choosing their own ingredients, someone who has never ventured down the road before will be better off purchasing a pre-packaged set. This guarantees that you won't miss anything on the shopping list, and you will have quality products to start with. The number one thing to remember in choosing a home microbrewery kit is that you want to buy a kit that includes all ingredients. This requires a bit of research so that you are aware of the necessary materials. There are several online resources detailing the process and materials for brewing beer at home, and these will help you make a checklist of items that should be included in your kit. Also, when choosing your kit, make sure you know what kind of beer you want to brew. There are different kits for different lagers or ales, whether pale ales, ports, dark brews, brown ales, or whatever else may suit your taste buds. Also, determine the amount of ingredients included in the home microbrewery kit. Most recipes are geared for 5-gallon batches, so make sure that, if the kit you purchase contains ingredients for smaller batches, you can either reduce the recipe or purchase more than one kit. When buying online, try to find a reputable source. There are plenty of established companies to purchase a home microbrewery kit from, so don't try to save a buck or two by getting your kit from a little known or unknown source. Compare prices before making a purchase. Don't overpay. With all the available sources for materials, you should seek out the best deal. Be prepared, this could take a little time. The utensils you use with your kit don't have to be anything special, either. Although with modern advances, there are new and improved methods to home brewing, the standard 5-gallon bucket with a covering cloth that were used in the days of Prohibition will work just as well. If you aren't sure you wish to continue this hobby in the future and simply want to give it a go, there is no need to purchase an expensive airlock. So, give it a go, and enjoy your favorite beer without ever leaving your house.